Another Wednesday.
Yeah.
Another episode. We are what? This would be considered episode 9, obviously. So we want to say.
Nice.
It's episode 10 Eve.
Almost there. I like that. I like that.
Episode Eve. 10 Eve, I think, is what we'll call this one.
Fancy.
Where was I going with this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Frank.
Devin.
And once again, we're just kicking it here at the crib with nothing to do.
Always.
So we just like to talk.
Yeah. So, starting off.
So we was what? We was just talking about the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Rams, Patriots.
Should be Saints, Patriots, but nonetheless, Rams.
Gotta move on.
Yeah,
gotta
move exactly.
On. You gotta let it go.
Crazy.
Do
we want to touch on that, though? Did you see Goodell finally said something 11 days later?
Yeah, I did see that he finally said something, but I didn't even care what he had to say anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what he said either. I just saw a headline that said he said something, but I didn't bother to read it.
I think I saw one thing said that he had mentioned something about how referees are human, too. Nigga, every other human knew that that was two flags except that human. So what the fuck are you talking about? Like everyone. Every other human in the entire world knew that was a fucking penalty.
Exactly. So like,
what was those two about? Humans' problems?
That's funny. That's
you know,
funny.
I don't know. If that was something he said, then, I mean, shame on you, right?
You're an idiot, bro. You're a fucking idiot.
But to have waited that long, I'm not really with that either.
No, of course not.
But he's not necessarily the greatest commissioner.
No, not at all. But you're right. Just got to move on at this point.
You gonna watch the halftime show?
Who is it?
Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, probably. Only because I'll watch the game.
Wait, is it Kendrick Lamar?
No, is it?
I know it's Maroon 5 and Travis Scott.
I know it's Travis Scott. I don't know if it's...
Let me look it up.
But I don't know.
Well, talk about... What of all the Super Bowls that you've witnessed, do you watch the halftime show first off?
Yeah, I mean, only because... I mean, I don't sit there to watch it specifically, but I do watch it if I'm sitting there watching the rest of the game. Usually I don't miss them because I'm already there, but... who was last year? Was that Justin Timberlake last year?
Last year was, yeah, Justin Timberlake.
I remember that one.
Yeah, because everybody was pissed that he got to come back, and they've basically said that they would never bring Janet Jackson back.
Yeah, silly.
So it's supposed to be...
It's the NFL.
Yeah. Mm. So it looks like it's... They did cancel some kind of press conference. I don't know what that's about. But it looks like Maroon 5 is headlining it.
Oh, yeah. That's who it is.
It's Travis Scott and Big Boy from Outkast.
Oh, so definitely not Kendrick Lamar.
Definitely not Kendrick.
That's why I had to
double back. I was like, wait a minute. No way Kendrick is doing that.
So I think Big Boy released the album like a year or two ago.
Yeah, it's got a couple bangers on it.
Yeah, I was listening to it. It's not bad.
It's got a couple bangers on it.
But... Yeah, I'll probably watch it if I'm sitting there.
I'm not
a Maroon 5 fan, but...
I don't hardly ever watch the fucking halftime show.
That's what I'm saying.
Mostly because like, it's an opportunity to like... Well, back in the day, you know what I'm saying? It was... You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got to go in the backyard and blow some trees or something.
You know what I mean? That's break time. Exactly.
You've been waiting an hour and a half.
Exactly.
You know
you're ready for second half.
Got you ready for second half worth of food.
Exactly. Get your drinks. Get everything going. So, I understand.
Definitely. So I'm not one to say that I ever.
No,
really
yeah,
watched
I'll definitely miss parts of it. I won't be sitting through the whole thing.
I gotta say, I did probably watch most of the Katy Perry halftime show though.
I remember that one. I remember. Did you watch the Lady Gaga one where she came out like the ceiling or some shit like that?
I remember watching a portion of that one, but I was kind of walking back and forth.
I caught glimpses of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've watched a good amount, I guess you could say. I mean, I've seen a lot of them.
I'm not convinced I'll watch this one.
Me neither.
But I'm not, I mean, I guess I'll watch the game. I don't know that I'm going to watch it intently, though. Just because, I don't know, I mean, I feel like if I watch it, that's going to somehow make the Patriots win.
I'm not a Maroon 5 fan, so that pretty much nullifies that for me.
Their last album's not bad, but I guess it depends on what kind of music you like.
That's what I'm saying, like, I've never really, I don't know.
Like, they're, I think it's called, like, Red Pill, Blue Pill, something.
I'll check it out, I guess.
It's not bad.
I don't know. I've never listened to their music, so.
The album's decent.
I am a Travis Scott fan, but he'll probably perform all his new album stuff, which is decent. It's cool.
Yeah. What do you feel about, you know what I'm saying, those acts?
Oh, like them taking it on, like accepting the roles, basically?
Is that what you're asking? No, like I guess there was some backlash about
them accepting.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Them accepting the invitation to perform.
I don't know, man, because it's kind of a weird situation. Like, I sort of get Big Boy because he's from Atlanta.
Right.
So I get that one. And the thing is I get it if you're those guys and you're like, man, like, I get the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl, like, the halftime show, like, that's pretty cool. At the same time, like, if you do want to take a stand for something, that would be a good way to do it.
I mean, Beyonce did it.
That's what I'm saying. Other artists did do it. So maybe you should join the movement if you feel strong about it. Maybe you don't feel that strong about it, so you don't. I don't know.
Okay.
To each their own, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to sit there and backlash them because they decide to perform the halftime show. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
You know what I mean? It's not going to make me stop listening to Travis Scott or stop listening to Big Boy. Not saying that I listen to him a bunch, but it's not going to be like, oh, no, I'm not going to listen to them now that they did that. Type of thing.
I feel you. And I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, they got mouths
people
to feed.
People move on. Yeah, exactly. Like, people will move on from that.
I mean,
type
you turning
stuff.
Down that kind of check?
That's another thing. Like,
you know,
when
that's
you get
a check,
that
bro.
Money,
you know,
oh,
that's
yeah.
a bag, bro.
When you get offered that money, like, you
that's a cool seven figures.
Yeah, I would assume so.
So you got mouths to feed at the end of the day, too. So I'm not saying that you put that above all else, but at the end of the day, like, who's to say they won't use that as an opportunity to make some type of statement?
Right, exactly. Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? Exactly.
Nobody knew using Beyonce was going to use it to come out the way she did with, you know, the dancers dressed similarly to Black Panthers and whatnot.
Oh, right.
She did this. So, I mean, how does anybody know?
Yeah, like, you could definitely give them use it the as a performance. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see.
I feel you. I feel you.
But,
about the game night, what are you looking forward to about the actual game?
Just hoping it's a good close game, man. I hope it's not no blowout.
Either way.
Type of thing. Yeah, either way, yeah. Like, I'm not a Patriots fan, but I'm not a Rams fan neither. So I just want to see a good close game. Like, I want to see it come down like a field goal or maybe even go to overtime. That's something crazy.
If it's a close game, though, who's your money on?
Patriots.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that, but my money is on the honestly. They always seem to get them breaks at the end of the games. So
Usually.
Not
which is
all,
why
not
which is why
time,
I'm hoping that the Rams blow them out.
That's what you want to see, but
yeah.
I
just want to see them put in a position where they're not gonna be able to win.
To come back or do nothing about
yeah,
it.
Like,
yeah,
like
I get it. Secure
maybe even not a blowout, but let me see like the Rams win by like 10 or 14.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I guess to some people that's a close game.
Yeah.
To me, a close game is like what you were saying,
yeah, like
coming down to
goal,
a field goal
right.
in the last
like
second or whatever.
Like your last drive could.
Yeah. Like
make
I want
to
see it to where,
thing,
like Brady gets picked.
Yeah.
And that seals the game, you know what I'm saying? And seals like the comeback type.
Yeah, even with like 3 or 4 minutes left in the clock.
Yeah, but like. So knowing that, so maybe they win by 10, knowing where Brady could come down and try to score 7 and there could be something else. You know,
yeah,
like,
I
want to see just, like, you guys can't win this game. Like, it's not going to happen. You know what I mean? Like,
I get you.
It's not going to work.
I mean, I don't know. I think they're going to come in. I think both teams are going to come in fighting, though, strong. I think both of them are.
Do you think that this is going to be, like, a stage too big for Sean McVay?
What do you mean? Like,
wait, he's 32 years old, bro.
Like, you say it's too big for him?
Yeah, like, do you think that's going to be that, this is going to be that type of situation? Like,
nah, not really, because I think he's just taking it a game at a time. I don't think he's letting it really get to his head like that.
Yeah, but what happens when you hear that opening anthem? You got the B-52 stealth bombers flying over the stadium. There is a opening roof in the stadium, so you will see that.
Yeah.
Like, what about when that moment
not necessarily,
hits?
Because depending on the weather, they may have that shit closed.
That's true, because it is
cold
like
as
chill
shit.
Over there. Yeah. I forgot about that.
We over here in the cool 70-degree weather, but they are freezing their asses off over there.
Yeah,
so they may have it closed.
That.
It's going to be cold.
That's right.
So we'll see. But in that sense, I mean, it's still going to be the Super Bowl atmosphere. I get what you're saying. But at the same time, I think once they get on that field, it's just another football game at the end of the day. You just got to win. That's basically it. Like, this is the football game. You got to win, and you just got to – I think he'll be able to keep that mentality he has so far, this far.
Who makes the difference in the game?
For, like, the whole game, basically, or just each team? Or?
Well, you have it coming down to
I think
something very close. So who makes the difference in the game?
Other than, like, opinion. Tom Brady?
Well, like, than, like, the kicker, if they kick the field goal.
Well, of course, like, other than, like, a like, because, of course, Tom Brady with the driving down the field, if he can do that type of thing. I think if it'll come down to it, it'll be
him. But if it comes down to, like, a catch, for example.
That'll be interesting. I'm not too sure, man. I'm not too sure. I think, honestly, I think if something big were to happen, like, in the fourth quarter, like, the clutch moment, I think, like, Todd Gurley. On like a breakoff run, only because he's been kind of quiet.
He has been kind of quiet. You know what
I
mean?
He's been kind of quiet. So I think if he were to make his time to make a statement would be this game.
I see that type of moment. I could see the same thing for CJ Anderson,
him too. Though. Another one. Like one of them running backs just take off for like a 40, 45 yard just to the house to put him up or something crazy. True, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I could see something like that, but. You know, Tom Brady's always going to have the ball in his hands to try to do something at the end, so.
Oh, of course. You know that.
But I think something like that, if something like that happens, I could see the Rams taking it back to L.A. for sure.
So, all right. So, this kind of brings me to a topic I've been wanting to talk to you for a minute about. So, like, what's your opinion on, like, dynasties in sports?
Oh, yeah. I remember we were supposed
like, to and in professional sports versus college sports. Like, first off, what is your opinion on dynasties in sports in general? Do you feel like it's good for the sport? Do you feel like it is what controls the ebbs and flows of the sport? Like,
for sure. I think in like, the professional sports, I think it's something that, you sort of in any sports, I think you sort of have to sort of have something like that.
Like we live in a day and age that we have the Golden State Warriors right now, right? Who are coming off two in a row, right? And 3 and 4 years,
right?
All of them against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yep.
So we have that portion of like sports current,
right?
/ past. And then we have the Patriots,
yeah,
who had 8 straight AFC title appearances, title game appearances, and then they're in their 3rd straight
Super Bowl. That's right.
Or is it their 3rd or 4th?
I think it's their 3rd.
It's their 3rd straight.
Pretty sure it's their 3rd straight.
Okay. Yeah, because the 4th would have been when the Broncos beat the Panthers. Yeah,
Broncos.
Yeah, that would have been when. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's the current climate we have in the NFL.
Correct.
And do you feel like the sports are in a better place because we have those successful teams in the most two dominant leagues in the
I don't know if I would say in a better place, but I would say in a place where it's almost like with sports, you can't avoid those type of situations, especially with like how any sports are structured nowadays. Like you're going to have sort of dynasties in a sense like that. Maybe not to this extent of the Patriots and maybe not to the extent of the Warriors Cavs, but.
But like at what point in time for you? Seems
to
see
like it's shifting to more of like that to where it's like building dynasties again. Right. Because it used to be like that, I guess, back in the day.
To a certain extent. Way back in the day. To a certain extent.
When sports first started.
But at the same time, like at what point in time do you get kind of like fatigued? Fed up? Yeah, with the same team like winning it all the time or the same team being in it at the end of the year every year. Like,
yeah, for sure. I think that gets stale.
Like not having that variety.
I think that gets stale. But
how soon? Like how I mean the Patriots have been in 8 straight AFC title games. Like at what point in time are people like, great, it's Patriots.
Oh, that's been stale for a while. Yeah, that's been stale for a while. I would say if I had to put like a year on it, like 3-4 years of just continued appearances, it gets old after time. Like, Nobody would
like. Did the Warriors Cavs get old to you?
Yeah, like I didn't want to see Cavs Warriors 5. Hell no. You know what I mean? Like, I love basketball, but I do not want to see Cavs Warriors 5. I'm sorry, I don't. Especially when it's the same Warriors against just a few different, like, mainly the same Cavs, but a few different pieces here.
Right,
there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, right. With LeBron, like, going to taking his talents over to LA.
Yeah.
That changed it up. So, obviously, NBA will be different this year regardless.
Oh, yeah, because the Cavs are not going to the Cavs playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. So, but in the NFL, man, I think that's the thing, though, is, like, you sort of have to, like, it gets fed up, but you sort of have to respect it at the same time because you got to give them props. Like, they did that. And it will end. Like, them guys have to go eventually. Brady and Belichick are going to retire eventually.
I get that. On,
and
course.
Then it's going to end, and then it's going to be something different. You know what I mean? So, I don't want to say that I don't want to see that stuff, but it does get tiring seeing it over and over again. But, I mean,
do you think it's it, like,
I don't think it doesn't hurt the sport for me.
But do you think that it in turn creates like a reverse effect? So, like, you have a team that's so successful all the time that it starts to make the sport exciting because now you have so many people that are rooting. Wanting this team to lose, like even the most casual of fan is so fed up with seeing that team win all the time that even they're like, man, I can't stand these guys.
Right,
like
right.
Now they want to watch because they want to see who can finally knock that person out or that team out.
For sure.
So it's like, is it good for the sport? Is it something that drives more money into the sport? Or
I guess there's
is it something that you feel because of the lack of variety kind of deadens the sport to where you feel like deja vu every Super Bowl Sunday just about?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It could go both either way. Either way is a good argument either way, honestly. But it's something that you'll never get away from. You know what I mean? Like there always will be dynasties in sports.
Yeah, I guess.
No matter what sport.
I think at some point in time, yeah, more than likely.
You know what I mean? You'll have a team that'll be dominant for at least a couple years, if not 3 years, you know what I mean? In every sport, every now and then.
Well, and especially in basketball. I mean, you got LeBron, so wherever he goes.
Right.
Now, is something like that good for sports, in your opinion, where you have somebody who's just jumping all over the place, and then everywhere he goes, he finds a way to disturb the rest of the teams in the league by trying to – let's keep it real, poach a player from their team. I mean, like these players are allowed to get away with lingo and talk and things that general managers would get fined for because these players are under contract.
I think that happens in all sports, though, because it's not like you can't keep the players from talking to each other.
But the NBA has gotten pretty blatant about it. I mean, let's keep it real.
Yeah, I mean, because they can control where they go in a sense. So.
I mean, and now we're to a point where it's like, yeah, even though it is chump change to Anthony Davis, like, now you're not going out in the public saying you want to trade, but just like before the season started, you were talking about how you love New Orleans. So what changed?
I don't know. I did see something about a GM issue, though.
Like, what changed to the point where you're going to turn down, like, how much money? Something
the most
in the neighborhood
money
of, like, $40 million less?
That's crazy.
That he's going to be able to make because he wants to go to a different team? Like, I think they said he could get the Supermax from them. It's like a $240 million deal or something like that.
That's crazy.
Something crazy, super high. It's, like, in the neighborhood of, like, $40 million a year.
Wow. Wow.
Like, you're walking away from that?
Fuck that. I'm chilling.
Bro.
I'm chilling.
Championship rings do not buy you anything after you retire unless you pawn that shit.
Yeah.
So why would you turn down $240 million?
To go play in LA.
Like, everybody's like, well, what about the endorsements? Like, I get that the endorsements are going to make you money, yes. And at the same time,
but
the endorsements.
He already has endorsements.
Right. He already has a decent amount.
Like, how many more endorsements can he get just by going to LA?
Right. But at the same time, who would you like for your team to go after to make your team better? Why do you have to leave to go make another franchise better?
Because that's how these players think nowadays, though. That is the the thought process of most players, it seems like nowadays. It seems like can't beat them, join them type of thing.
I mean, I get it, but to me, I think at the same time, like, what are owners supposed to do? So, like, these players, what they're doing basically is they're saying, I want to be traded. But then they're saying, but I only want to be traded to such and such and such. So you get basically three choices. But what if there's nobody on those teams that owner is interested or that right. general manager is interested in trading for on those teams?
Right.
Right. So now you're basically holding this team hostage and this team's general manager hostage because you're basically willing to publicly say, I'm not going to sign with any other team besides these three teams a long-term contract. Mm-hmm. And I have 1 year left on my contract, right? So now these teams who initially would be interested in you but are not one of the three or so teams named by the player as being interested in them, now they're going to shy away because it's like, well, fuck that. What we would have to give up to get that type of talent
right.
is not worth what we would then be, the hole that we would have dug ourselves into.
Yeah, after he bounces.
After he bounces, because we're only going to get him for the rest of this year and one more year.
But
So now the team is being held hostage because that basically limits then what they're able to do and the moves that they're able to make right, in him. Order to make a deal. I don't think that that's necessarily a good thing for the league, in my opinion. And that's just because you're basically controlling who goes where.
Yeah.
And you're kind of, in a sense, holding those teams hostage with what they're able to do to try to better their team. Like, look, that's fine that you don't want to be here.
Right.
But at the end of the day, like, if you don't want to be here, we as the team have to do what's best for the team. And that's maximize the amount of talent, in our opinion, to get you for, basically, right. to trade you for. We need to try to get as much possible as we can get back. Therefore, there are no offers that they shouldn't be listening to.
But in the sense of that, isn't that the same thing that you'd be thinking, though, no matter what? Even if he didn't publicly come out and say, this is the team I want to play for. Even if he was just like, hey, I want out of here.
But at the same time, you can make that decision after you've been traded.
No, what I'm saying is, you can go in, like, if he says, I want to be traded, a team that potentially could want him could go in and say, okay, like, where's your mindset? Like, where do you want to be? And ask him that type of stuff right. to see if he wanted to stay.
Right.
At that point, he could say, maybe this is where I want to end up in the long term, you know what I mean, after my contract is up. Because in any sport, at the end of the day, if you trade for a player, you're not guaranteed to get him. Even if they don't publicly come out and say,
right.
hey, I'm going to re-sign with this team, blah, blah, blah,
right.
that I got traded to, you're not guaranteed. So I think you just have to be smart as the team that's going for that trade. I think you just got to be smart on what you're going to be giving up and how long you could potentially have or not have this player.
So in the case of like a team like New Orleans, the problem is, though, is then – I mean, I guess they could play him the rest of this year. They could play him all of next year and just let him walk. But do you let a talent like that walk for nothing?
No, I'm trading him, and I'm just entertaining offers. If I don't get something offered that I want, then obviously, yeah, we got to just keep you in a row with you. But I'm entertaining offers for trades all day long, because there's going to be some team that thinks that he could possibly turn them into something better.
Do you
where
think,
they gamble on him for certain pieces that they have that New Orleans wants, and they gamble on getting him for that year and a half or however long it may be, just to see what they could do with him from then and then see what happens after that. There's going to be teams that are going to offer that.
Do you think that, though, that maybe they're possibly waiting for the lottery?
Who, New Orleans? Like waiting for the draft lottery after
this
year?
Yeah, they're not going to hear no offers until the draft lottery. Because you have to think about it. They have him for the rest of this year and next year.
Yeah, no matter
So what. They don't have to do anything at this moment in time. He could say basically that he doesn't want to play and he demands a trade. Okay, that's
sit
fine.
Your ass on the bench,
you could sit there.
Yeah. No, I get you there.
You know what I mean? And the biggest thing about it is, because then does that not change the dynamic? Because say a team like the Chicago Bulls gets the number one overall draft pick. Say a team like the Phoenix Suns ends up with the number one overall draft pick, right? Now, are you not going to want to entertain an offer if one of those teams is willing to give up the number one overall draft pick for a player like Anthony Davis, no matter if it's on his trade list or not?
No, because we're taking Zion if Bulls get number one overall pick.
And you're taking Zion Williamson and hoping that he turns into something over Anthony Davis, who already is something.
Are you serious? Hope that dude turns into – are you serious? Bro, come on,
everybody's only one knee away. Come on, go talk to Derrick Rose.
Okay, stop it.
We're only one knee away.
First off, he was back in talk all-star votes. Shout out to
him. We only one knee
away. But I'm just saying, beside the Zion talk, let's not get too off course, but –
But that's what I'm saying, though. Do you think that potentially they could be waiting for that?
Yeah, that would be smart, too, for them. If they do that, that'd be smart, too. Because if they could somehow trade him away and get that number one overall, and then get Zion in New Orleans, boom, then they got something to rebuild around off the bat. Or trade and do whatever they got to do to better their team. So I think even though he came out and said that stuff, I think that they still hold the power at the end of the day.
Who, the team?
Yes. They still hold the power. Like, you're not moving.
I mean, I guess
you're
technically,
not moving
but
we want you to move or until this time comes.
Yeah, but at the same time, he also is holding them hostage in the sense of minimizing the possible opportunities. Because, I mean, there are possibly some general managers who immediately were like, well, we're not going to bother with that. I could see the Phoenix Suns being like, you know, if he's already I want to go to L.A., Wouldn't that deter you if you're someone like the Suns?
But what I'm saying, though, is that you'd have to have that in the back of your mind regardless of whether he said he wanted to end up in L.A. or not. You have to have that in the back of your mind.
Right, but you also at least have the ability to have the naivety to not know.
No. If you're a good general manager, you got to have that in the back of your mind. Because you got to think long term.
But at least at the same time, maybe by him not saying it, at least you're given the opportunity to potentially change his mind. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Phoenix ain't that horrible.
It's not, but Phoenix isn't the team. He says he wants to play for a contender. Phoenix isn't the team to change his mind. Now, if he ends up on, if he ends up on a team like Boston or Toronto and they don't give up enough players, but if they don't give up enough core pieces, especially Boston, and they keep a strong team and they add AD to it, they're definitely the strongest team in the East.
But who would Boston have to be able to keep in order to be the strongest team in the East? So clearly you're saying they'd have to keep Kyrie Irving.
Oh, of course.
Is Gordon Hayward gone?
I would try to keep him.
I think Gordon Hayward would have to be gone.
I would try to keep Jason Tatum.
And I think Jaylen Brown would be gone. And I think Jason Tatum could potentially be gone.
No, I could give up Jaylen Brown. I'd keep Jason Tatum, though.
I don't think there's a trade scenario where you get to keep Jason Tatum if you're the Boston Celtics.
See, that's what I'm saying. You don't know, though. That's what I'm saying, because you don't know what New Orleans wants. So I'm just saying, if he possibly ends up on those teams, they're going to be best team in the East. If he ends up on a top team already in the East, he pushes them to being the best team in the East. And if they go on a championship run, they get to the championship and they possibly do something, that could change a player's mind like him and be like, okay, maybe I want to stay here, because they're going to be like, hey, what if we bring in these pieces next year, do this and that, blah, blah, blah. That could change his mind. That's what I'm saying. I think it would have to be a team like that, though. He's not going to go to a team like Phoenix or the team like that.
I don't think he could go to any team in the Western Conference.
And be in that situation.
Be in a situation other than the team that he wants to play for, which is L.A., if that's what I'm saying.
That's why I would think the only two teams I could think would be Boston and Toronto. Is that could happen. But we'll see. Any team that entertains trades for him have to keep it in the back of their mind that he's gone.
I mean, what about like an Anthony Davis to the Wizards, though?
That could push them.
You got no John Wall, and you know you got to give up Bradley Beal.
Then no.
Then you don't think he would stay, even though you're getting John Wall back next year?
I don't think that team would be good enough to push. I don't think that team would be good enough to be like, for him to be like, okay, I want to stay here because we're going to contend for championships the next few years.
But who would Toronto have to give up then? Because I don't think you have the same Toronto team that you have right now if you trade for Anthony Davis.
No, but I don't know.
You're definitely not
going to
have the pick.
But I don't know what type of picks they have from other teams and stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, the only team they really made a trade with, though, was San Antonio. Because you got to remember, they traded for Serge Ibaka. Or did they sign, unless they signed him as a free agent.
I don't even know.
But with the DeMar DeRozan trade, they got Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard for that.
Right.
So I would imagine they might have had to give a pick to San Antonio.
I don't know, maybe. Maybe. No, maybe not.
I mean, who's beating the Warriors this year anyway, though? Like, even if Anthony Davis does end up with the Lakers, LeBron and Anthony Davis is going to beat. Because they're going to have to give up Lonzo Ball.
It all depends on
they're probably going to have to give up Kyle Kuzma and potentially Brandon Ingram. Mm. So you have Rajon Rondo, LeBron JaVale James. McGee, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Lance Stephenson.
That's not beating Golden State.
That's not beating the Golden State Warriors.
I don't think any team that he ends up is going to be beating Golden State, but I think if he ends up on a team that gets to the championship, so it got to be in the East, that could change his mind to not go to L.A. Other than that, he's going to L.A. after his contract is up, is what I'm getting at. So,
but what is the allure, though? That's what I want to know. Like, I don't understand the allure of going to the Lakers at a time when you have the Golden State Warriors.
It's L.A.
What does it matter?
I don't know. We don't live there.
Like, what about New York City? Why not go to the Knicks?
Because they're trash.
Everybody's trash until a good player gets there.
Exactly.
I mean, so what's the difference?
Because he wants to go contend for championships, and he's going to go do that with other superstars, hence playing with LeBron James.
So why not go to the Brooklyn Nets?
Who's the superstar over there?
Yo, D'Angelo Russell is balling.
You better stop.
He's balling.
Yeah, you better stop it.
And then you got Dinwiddie.
And isn't he from L.A.?
Who?
Anthony Davis.
I don't know where he's from.
I don't know. I thought he had ties to L.A. I could be wrong. But
I'm not sure.
Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't.
He went to what? Kentucky?
I don't know where he... Yeah, I think he did play in Kentucky in college, but I don't know where he went to high school. I didn't follow AD like that.
I don't know, man. I think that for somebody like him, it's just... Like, why now? Like, you've had a competitive team. I think they made the playoffs last year.
It's the same. We're having the same talk about AD that people had about KD just a few years ago. So,
I mean, I guess.
That's the same exact talk, man.
But at the same time, like, KD didn't, like, request a trade.
He didn't.
He didn't say, I'm only willing to play for this team.
Nah, he didn't. He just waited till free agency and then
bounced. He said, this is where I'm leaving. Right. Yeah.
And bounce.
So, I mean, it's a little bit different.
What's worse? Asking for a trade and being like, man, I got to get out of here.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I think that's an easy choice.
I gotta get out of here.
To literally, like, publicly be like, nah, I want to get traded. Get me up out of here.
Or to just pack your bags at night and just scurry on out of there.
I mean, it's not.
And then you wake up the next morning and your superstar is gone.
And you gone?
What's worse?
I mean, like some Game of Zones shit right there. Like, you see the episode where Kyrie hopped in the little secret entrance and then rolled off out of the Cavaliers?
Yeah.
And it had the little dagger when he was landing in Boston. Man. I love that show, by the way.
That show is funny.
Yeah, that shit is hilarious. Game of Zones. Shout out to Game of Zones on Bleacher Report. That shit is good. I like it a lot. I think that saying, yo, like, I want to trade, I want to get out of here, is worse because at least you fulfilled your side of the agreement where basically you agreed to play for X amount of years.
At least... Say we don't know the whole story yet, though, because maybe there is something that happened.
Like what?
I don't know. You can't ask me. I'm just saying maybe something happened because I swear I saw a headline or something that said something about him not getting along with the GM or something.
Well,
I seen something
that said that he was feeling like the owners cared more about the football team than the basketball team because the same owners that own the Pelicans own the Saints.
I totally agree with that.
But at the same time, I don't know how you could agree. Like, but like the funny thing about it, what
it's
does that mean,
though?
The
Saints are getting all the talk for the call this past week. Is that what it was?
Or? I don't know. I don't know if he thinks that maybe they're more concentrated on making the Saints a competitive football team over making the Pelicans a competitive basketball team. But they do have a competitive basketball team.
They are a playoff
basketball team. But
yeah, they have been a playoff basketball
team. So that's my point, though. Like, so just because you're not necessarily as good as the Saints have been, doesn't mean that the ownership has put any more or less interest into one sport over the other.
Yeah.
And have they owned the Saints longer than they've owned the Pelicans?
I have no idea.
But if you owned the Saints before you owned the Pelicans, which one would be a little bit more near and dear to your heart?
Oh, of course. Of
Probably
course.
The first one. Of course. Or what if you're just more of a football fan than you are a basketball fan?
Yeah, I believe that too.
But you're so rich that you just want both because, you know.
Greedy.
Hashtag I got money. That's you know right. what I'm saying?
Throw that shit up.
You know? So it's but, like,
I don't fuck know, it. Man. If that, I don't know. If that really is the case, then like, you didn't know that 3 years ago?
But the thing about it is like, how could that be a determining factor on whether or not you want to play basketball for that team? Like, they still clearly have put in things, like they could have gotten rid of Jrue Holiday a long time ago. But that's what I'm saying.
Maybe it came down to like, maybe he's been expressing like, yo, you need to bring so-and-so here or try to get so-and-so. Yo, and they're not trying to capitalize on like what he's telling them. So
I mean, they did get him DeMarcus Cousins, bro. It's not their fault the dude decided. I mean, it's not their fault he tore his Achilles. They really wanted to put that kind of gamble on that kind of player. Because you know, if he'd have gone anywhere else, he would have not have taken the kind of money he took to go play for Golden State. Period.
Nah, I feel you.
Period. Like, he wants to sit back and act like, oh, Golden State, you know, that's the only place that was willing to give me any money. Well, it doesn't hurt when you know that you're going to be playing for a title.
Oh, hell no. Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you've made enough money in your career that you could play 1 year for a title and then play well enough, show teams that you're healthy, and then move on somewhere else.
Yeah, you still get money. Nobody's
going to be
else.
Worried about that. And it's not like Golden State's going to be super sold on trying to keep you over keeping Steph, Clay, or KD, in my opinion.
Oh, that's another thing, though. Did you see that?
What?
I saw a headline, Clay wants or entertaining the idea of L.A. if...
What, if they don't offer him a max?
Max,
they're going to give him a max.
Hope they give him a
Why
max.
Why wouldn't they give him a max?
Better give him a max.
Like, at the end of the day, like, just give it to him. Like, they got the money. I mean, even if it puts him into the luxury tax, I mean, y'all got the money.
Everybody else got to go.
And quite honestly, I like Draymond Green. I do. I think that he does a lot, like, for the psyche of that team and the way that they're, you know, they can come off as intimidating at times.
Yeah.
But if I have to sacrifice anybody on that roster,
KD.
Draymond, you got to go, bro.
What? I'm just.
Like, come on.
Come on, man. You got to keep the original Draymond guys. Though,
I mean,
man.
I get that, but at the same time, like.
You got to win. Nah, man, I get it, but
if it's about if it's about keeping that going, then absolutely. I mean,
shit.
I'm not saying Draymond couldn't go to another team and be great still. I'm just saying, as far as the opportunity to have another team in the NBA have a weapon like Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, or Kevin Durant on any other team.
Yeah,
like, to me, it's about not necessarily having the best players. It's about making sure that another team doesn't have that player.
Right piece.
Like, that's how I play fantasy football. Bro. Like, there are times I will screw around with my bench to the point where I will go pick up players who I know might be hot that week, knowing I'm not going to use them because just they're so not I better know. Than my starters, just to make sure that the team I'm playing against doesn't have a chance to grab that player and that player blow up for like 20, 30, 40 points on me.
Yeah.
I'd rather let it sit on my bench and nobody get that bitch than the team who's playing against me get that bitch. Nah, are you
feel
kidding
you
me?
I feel you there.
So if I'm the Warriors, I'm like, no, it ain't about having these fools. It's about making sure y'all don't have these fools.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah,
but,
I feel
you know,
there. Nah, I get
hashtag
you.
Greedy motherfucker. You know
yeah, chappy as shit.
Making sure. I mean, that's how you keep it, you know?
Nah, I get it, man.
It's about making sure that, you know, other teams don't get that.
We'll see.
So that's why I don't think that those three would be going anywhere.
Nah, me neither.
I mean, I get that they drafted Draymond, and I get that he sets the tone, you know, with attitude. But I think DeMarcus Cousins can do that too, and he's a better overall basketball player.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Draymond's not good, because he'll give you a triple-double.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
But so can DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So
he can average you a double-double.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, for sure.
So I think that easily Draymond becomes expendable.
Yeah, I feel you there. They'll make moves, though. They'll do something. They'll keep Clay. I know they will.
How many more years of that dynasty do you think we're going to see in the NBA?
Three.
More titles or just more years?
Three more dominant years to where you're like Golden State is in the run. Three. I give it three.
So you're saying three more NBA Finals appearances?
Yeah.
In a row?
Yeah.
And then...
if they keep this, like, if they, if nothing drastic happens, of course, right, injuries, all that, and they keep the same amount of, like, the same core people, just like we were talking, let alone they lose, like, a Draymond or somebody, but if they keep, like, Clay, Steph, KD, like, a Cousins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or Draymond, and they get rid of Cousins. What, one of the two. Yeah, three more title appearances.
Damn. So then why at this point in time, if you're Anthony Davis, are you worried about requesting a trade to leave?
Or at least
two. I mean, that plays into a perfect point.
At least two, given the fact of what LA, like what they do with AD, like.
They're not beating the Golden State Warriors with LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they would have to add more people to that mix. And who knows what happens, because if AD goes somewhere else and they keep, they obviously going to keep him through the year 2021.
Well, yeah, they're going to sign him.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to trade him and they're going to sign him to the roster for the rest of his contract.
You talking about the Lakers?
No, I'm talking about if a team trades to get AD from New Orleans.
Okay.
Before his contract is up.
Right.
Then they're going to have him.
Right.
Then Lakers ain't going to get him till that following year. And then they got to try to piece something together. I don't know. Because it's not like they're just going to plug him into a team and boom, they're going to have a team that's going to be beating the Warriors. Hell no.
Nah, definitely not.
And that's what I'm saying. Hell no. So.
And even in the Eastern Conference, I don't see it. So that's why, to me, it's like, why be so in a rush to... You want to compete for championships. So what you're saying is you want to go to the Eastern Conference if the team you want to play for is in the same division as the most dominant team in recent NBA history.
Yeah,
no,
I get
like,
you. No, I don't understand.
I'm not understanding your logic here. No, you want to compete for championships? You're basically saying by saying I want to go to the Lakers, I want to compete for Western Conference championships.
But
because
maybe
you're coming up against the Golden State Warriors every Western Conference Finals if you go to the Lakers. Mm-hmm.
What if they know something we don't though? Maybe they got
like
a super team assembled already for the year.
What, James Harden? James Harden gonna go? He just signed a deal.
Paul George
can't go, he just signed a deal.
I don't know, man.
Russell can't go, he just signed a deal.
We don't know. Maybe they know something we don't. Maybe they gonna bring over Jrue Holiday. Maybe they gonna bring over key players.
But
key role players and
I don't know,
form
man.
A team. I don't know, man. Crazier things have happened in the NBA.
What are you gonna believe that Kyrie rumor and all of a sudden it's gonna be Kyrie with the Lakers,
LA?
With LeBron and
AD?
Anthony Davis?
Championship.
But at that point in time,
no, real talk, championship.
No.
No. Yeah, I'm serious.
No.
I'm serious.
No.
No, I'm serious.
I'm that, serious too.
You
no.
Add Kyrie, yes, you add Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis.
It's not a championship.
Look. With good, decent,
it's not a
role
championship.
Players.
And the biggest reason why I say it's not a championship is because Steph Curry has gotten a lot better on his end, where he would need to be on the defensive end of the floor with his matchup.
Why don't you?
Because you know they're gonna put Clay on Kyrie. You know they're gonna put Clay on Kyrie, right?
Kyrie,
you know you're gonna have DeMarcus Cousins on Anthony Davis.
Kyrie gonna come out with.
You're gonna have Kevin Durant on LeBron James.
Not the whole time.
Pretty much the whole time.
Nah, you could put AD on KD. You could put Anthony Davis on Kevin Durant. Yes, you could.
Kevin Durant gone.
Yes, you could.
Kevin Durant will make him look silly in a seven-game series.
If you run, if you run like a.
So then you run. Will you run Draymond on LeBron?
The whole time. Yeah. Good luck, Draymond.
It's not like LeBron gonna come down the lane and flush on Cousins.
No. Well, maybe.
No.
Come on, nigga. It's LeBron. Who knows? Maybe they got.
And who's gonna cover Cousins when he steps out to the three? Ingram.
Boy,
you better stop that.
Boy, I'm telling you, they get Kyrie. It's a whole nother story. Now we talking.
I don't think
so. Now we talking.
I don't.
We're gonna
so.
Have to get back on that conversation if some comes a fruit of any of.
Yeah, I don't think any. I don't think any of it's true. Why would Kyrie be so expressive
that
about that
true.
Being the re like him being open about the fact that he did not want to play with LeBron James as his reason
weird.
For wanting to leave.
It was kind of weird, though, when he said that shit after that one game, though, about that whole,
How he had to call and apologize?
Yeah, what was that about?
I don't know. Maybe he's being sarcastic and nobody's really even picking up on that shit.
Maybe.
Because so many people like are still hung up on that. Like, you're talking about a dude that has people convinced that he said the world is flat. Like, that he believes that.
I don't think anybody truly believes
that. I don't think anybody truly believes that either. And I especially don't think Kyrie Irving truly believes that. No. But I think at the same time, it's like people, like the media doesn't realize that there are times where the media is being laughed at too.
Yeah, for sure. Because they're actually dumbasses.
Yeah, most of the time. Y'all buy into just about anything these people will say. Like, that's what they truly
believe. Oh, that's what. Just to sidetrack real quick, that's what I was going to tell you was the media thing that you were talking about earlier with the whole halftime show. It was a media show. I read an article about that. It was a media appearance that I guess artists will do before.
Oh, for like the Super Bowl performers?
Correct.
And they didn't do it this year?
They canceled it.
Why?
They don't really have like a specific reason from what I read, other than the fact is that they don't, people, they said people don't want to watch that, which I get it. I wouldn't want to watch that, but I think it's mainly because they don't want media people asking them like, so, how you guys feel about taking the job after,
you know what I mean?
After
other
people rejected it based on such and such.
And then they had a decent amount of trouble finding people to go on there with them.
That's what I'm saying. They were struggling to find artists. So I think they just wanted to avoid all that.
True.
I would have watched it if they would have did it and people would have been asking those questions. Then I would have tuned in. So they should have kept it.
I guess it would have gotten more attention.
Then they should have kept it because it would have been more drama. And it would have made that actually worth watching.
Definitely. I got to get sidetracked on something else, though.
What's that?
That's when you said that, it reminded me. Did you see the quote that Roger Goodell said about Colin Kaepernick when asked? That he said that he's sure that Colin Kaepernick would be on an NFL roster if a team thought that he could help them win.
Get the fuck out of here.
Are you trying to tell me that all 32 teams in the National Football League do not believe that Colin Kaepernick could help them win a few football games?
Are you serious?
Is that what you're trying to tell me, Roger Goodell?
That's ridiculous.
You're trying to tell me that a quarterback like Nathan Peterman...
Who?
Of the Buffalo Bills.
Who?
Exactly.
Who?
Who took over after Tyrod Taylor got benched and then threw, I think, 4 or 5 picks as the starter terrible. In the very next game.
He was terrible.
And still had a job in the NFL. You're telling me Colin Kaepernick couldn't help a team like them win football games? You're trying to tell me Colin Kaepernick was not a better option than Josh, what the hell was his name? Josh Johnson, Washington signed after they signed Butt Fumble. what's his name? Mark Sanchez? Yeah. After they signed Mark, like you're telling me that Colin Kaepernick is not a better quarterback option than Mark Sanchez and Josh Johnson.
That is a fucking joke.
What are you trying to tell me, Roger Goodell? Like, that's bothers me.
No, it does.
Like, that bothers me because that really starts to get me in the mood about the fact that they colluded against that dude.
For a Garoppolo. In 49ers.
C.J. Beathard?
Yeah.
He was decent Iowa, and he played well enough.
He wasn't better.
But you know Kaepernick. But you know Kaepernick's not going to go back to the 49ers.
No, but I'm saying, though, but you can't tell me that he's not better. Even though, even on guys who play decent, you can't tell me Kaepernick's better, not better than those guys. Like, you're talking about a quarterback who got to the Super Bowl.
I mean, when Alex Smith got hurt, when Alex Smith got hurt for the Redskins, they were in a position where they still had an opportunity to win that division.
Yes, yes.
And then they pretty much imploded after that happened.
Yeah, because
you can't tell me that a player like Colin Kaepernick wouldn't have been able to have at least kept the ship rolling between him and Adrian Peterson and their ability to run the football to at least control some football games, just like the Baltimore Ravens did with Lamar Jackson.
Exactly.
And control some football games and just get a playoff appearance.
Right. Like a good defense.
A playoff appearance just got John Harbaugh another 4-year contract.
Yeah, dude.
Because they lost the first game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But the appearance got him another 4 years in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Like, what could that have done for Jay Gruden had he just done that? And are you kidding me? Like, the one team in the NFL, they're called the Redskins, for Christ's sake. Like, the name of the team offends an entire race of humans on planet Earth. Right. At least a vast majority of them. And this is a team that is somehow above signing a guy like Colin Kaepernick just because he kneels for the national anthem.
Right, exactly. Nah, it's complete bullshit.
I don't get it. And then for Goodell to make a comment like that, I find that to be ignorant when you try to put out a comment that, you know, oh, I'm sure, you know, a team would sign him if they felt like he could make them better. What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Exactly.
Like, Mark Sanchez, bro? Are you kidding me? That's a better option than Colin Kaepernick.
Exactly. Fuck out of here.
I mean, Buffalo, Josh Allen got hurt how many times this year?
Right.
But that backup was a better option than Colin Kaepernick. Like, come on. You're talking about a guy who started. Before he was a free agent, he was the starter.
Yeah.
So he was one of 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yep.
He decides he does not want to come back to that football team, and yet he somehow magically becomes not good enough to play for any other football team in the National Football League.
Fuck out of here.
I don't understand
that. No, that's bullshit. It's
I don't understand that.
You don't go from being a starter to being not even good enough to be on a team.
I could see it if you're on like the downward spiral of your career. Like, I could see if Eli Manning right now left the football team and went somewhere else and maybe didn't beat out a young person
I could see that.
For a starting position. Like, I could see that he's on the downward spiral of his career. But this dude was not in that situation. But you even
had a quarterback like Michael Vick.
Yeah, he came back from prison and got a football and then ended up as a starter.
Mm-hmm. Like, come on. You had quarterbacks like mm-hmm. that, and you can't tell me Colin Kaepernick
mm-hmm.
can't get another chance? Get out of here. Get out of here.
I don't get it. It's I don't get it.
Nah, they're colluding, bro. All
right, so before we go for tonight, since we've had a mostly Super Bowl-related, sports-related episode, which I really enjoyed, ultimately, who's your pick for the Super Bowl, and what's your final score prediction?
Mm. I'll say I'm going to have to go Patriots 34-28.
Okay.
Or hopefully, there's no extra point though in overtime, huh? So it'd be 33.
So you're saying it's going to overtime? Are you really putting money out there that the Super Bowl is going to go to overtime?
Overtime. I ain't got no money on this, but yeah. I hope it goes to overtime.
I mean, that's a pretty bold prediction.
I mean, they had the last two games go to overtime. So.
It's true. And the Super Bowl against the Falcons went to overtime. That was 2 years ago.
Should have never happened, but.
Well, that's on the Falcons' defense.
That is totally on the Falcons.
At least the referees didn't make that.
They didn't do that.
But I think I'm going to go Rams.
Okay.
I think that I'm going to go. I'd say I'm going to go 38-24.
Okay.
I'm going to give them a 14-point lead.
Damn.
And I think what's going to happen is somehow the defense is going to come up with two big plays. And that's going to be the difference in the game. Like, mm-hmm. there's going to be either like 7 or 10 points off turnovers where the defense is really going to step up. Because I have no idea what Tom Brady's going to do with Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald breathing down his face.
Yeah, for
you. Like, you put those two big men inside the A-gap, which is each side of the center, and just set them loose. I mean, we've talked about Aaron Donald on this show before, but we're talking about the only defensive player that's in MVP talks at this moment in time. And he's a defensive tackle.
We'll see.
I mean, they're going to run a lot of screens. I would imagine that they're going to run a lot of screens to try to slow up that, you know, upfield rush, that upfield push. They're going to probably run some screens to get those guys to start dropping back and maybe backing down a little bit before they try to open it up. But Marcus Peters, Keep Talib.
Yeah, for you.
It's going to be a tough game, but I think the Rams defense is built to play that type of football. And then I think the Patriots defense, I think if the Rams were to go with a no huddle type offense, I think that Patriots defense is going to be in trouble.
Because
I don't think they'll be able to stay with that young Rams offense. I really don't. I mean, Todd Gurley, if he gets going, Robert Woods, if he gets going.
Right, right.
You know, C.J. Anderson, if he can get going.
Yeah, for you.
Brandon Cooks, are you kidding me? Yeah, I mean, there's only one Stephon Gilmore for the Patriots. So who's going to cover the other receiver for the Rams? So if Stephon Gilmore covers Robert Woods, who's covering Brandon Cooks?
Yeah.
Who's covering Everett, the tight end? Who's covering Gurley when he comes out of the backfield as a receiver? Like, No, you've only got one, you know, McCourty is a decent corner and the twin is a decent safety, but I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting. We'll just think that I always thought that whoever won the NFC title game was going to win the Super Bowl anyway, because I felt like between those two teams, the Rams and the Saints, that those were the two more complete teams in the league.
Yeah, I get you.
So I thought that either way the NFC was going to win the Super Bowl, so I still stand by that. We'll even see, though, man. I got robbed of my Super Bowl pick.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
So next week will be a fun episode. You got anything planned earlier in the weekend? Anything else? You just watching the Super Bowl?
No, that's it, really, man. Just chilling, hanging out. That's it, really.
Need to play some more Need for Speed. We'll talk more about that, too.
Yeah, I do need to do that.
And then we'll have our Super Bowl reactions. Maybe do some next year predictions, see what we can do, and then we're probably going to start hitting some basketball topics hard because
it'll be
basketball season, so we'll really be into that. Probably start talking about All-Stars. We'll talk about some All-Star weekend stuff next week because
Charlotte.
Yes, and I heard that Seth and Steph are both doing the three-point contest.
Nice.
And did Dirk say he was going to do it?
That'd be dope if he did.
I know he got invited.
Shout out.
Dirk Nowitzki got invited. I think he should do it too.
We'll see. That'd be dope.
Yeah, I think that would be dope. So we'll get on that topic next week and talk some more about that. So, I'm excited. Go Rams. I just want to see the Patriots lose.
Oh, my God.
I just really, really enjoy watching the Patriots lose, man. It's a good thing to watch. I just wish it was my team doing it, man.
And that's it. So, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. So, all right, y'all have a good one. We'll see you next week. Signing off. This is Frank.
This is Devin. Later.
Later.